This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDALIA. This is funny. 1-877-DOCTALIA. First of all, big shout out. Some of my KDWN listeners are listening live right now. I guess for the next couple weeks, my show is going to be filling in until the new show is on mornings. And so for those of you guys listening, don't worry, nothing's happening to my late night show. But I am listening, or our KDWN listeners are listening live. So very, very cool. Miss you guys. Miss you guys. But so glad that you guys are tuning in. This is awesome. Very, very awesome. Okay, so a lot of you guys throughout the country are wondering what the hell's going on with the grasshoppers. And it's, sorry, I got a scam likely call coming in. It was kind of like an apocalypse, a grasshopper apocalypse. And grasshoppers flying all over the place. One of my Facebook buddies, Gillette, said a grasshopper went into her shirt. That's no easy feat. Trying to get a grasshopper flying around and jumping around in your bra, not very easy, especially if you're out in public. So I really feel for her. Love you, Gillette. So, you know, what the hell is going on? So many of you guys have already seen the articles. They've been going on for a couple of days. Vegas got some rain. Las Vegas, Nevada. We usually don't get a lot of rain. So we got some rain. Right? And, but it dried up pretty quickly. And grasshoppers, apparently, like to eat, okay? And so when they want to eat, they get close, and the food is not very abundant in Las Vegas, right, for grasshoppers to eat. So they start to kind of get close together, and they search for food, and they'll keep migrating up north. As it gets hotter, they're going to find more wetter, greener pastures. So this whole grasshopper apocalypse of all these swarms of grasshoppers isn't supposed to hurt anybody. And, you know, but, I mean, I'm seeing dead grasshoppers everywhere. We have a lot of, maybe probably because of the pesticides and things like that. And they're flying all over the place, and they're kind of a nuisance. All right, if we had a lot of vegetation and farms, they could do some real big damage. So when I first went on air in 2009, there was a study that came out where scientists looked at grasshoppers and trying to figure out why they swarm. Okay, now, I'm not an entomologist, so you guys might understand this, but I thought there was a big difference between grasshoppers and locusts. Locusts come from grasshoppers, okay? Grasshoppers usually jump around, but when these grasshoppers fly and they swarm, they're locusts. Now, not all grasshoppers turn to locusts, but locusts come from grasshoppers. And these grasshoppers make a switch. Well, scientists want to figure out what makes that switch, okay? So they found out that when they looked at grasshoppers who were swarming, their serotonin was 3 times higher than grasshoppers that were kind of wallflowers and doing their own thing. So they were like, wait a second, let's take some grasshoppers. Let's give them serotonin and see what happens. Well, these grasshoppers that were given serotonin, this was Dr. Anne Tessy and I think Rogers from Oxford and Cambridge who get credit for this study. When they gave them serotonin, these grasshoppers got all gregarious, horny, whatever. And even though sometimes serotonin could actually mess with your sex drive. Anyway, just like with humans, got them more social, and they start to swarm. When they blocked the serotonin, they went back to being single and by themselves. So this serotonin parallel is kind of cool because, you know, I live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, like, you know, the city that never sleeps, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I was on News 13 talking about this yesterday, and it's like, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and these grasshoppers are hungry, they're happy, and they're horny. and they are just having a party right now. And, you know, a lot of us have kids, and we're like, don't look, right? You know, they're kind of quick. Apparently, they mate pretty quick, and then they jump and run, and it's like humans, right? You know, done in like 15 seconds. So, a lot of disappointed female grasshoppers, I might add. But a lot of people are thinking, oh, no. Okay, this is like the 10 plagues. When you see swarms of epic proportions, and people are freaked out, and I've been asked because, you know, there were the earthquakes in Southern California. So you have the earthquakes. We have this volcano threat that may be in Yosemite, the Wyoming area, Idaho. And so people are saying, you know, well, what does this mean? And, you know, I've talked about the signs of the 10 plagues. Okay, I love the Bible. I think the Bible is like, it's my favorite book. But as a scientist, as a doctor, I always like to try to find out if maybe what these people were saying in these stories, you know, actually had some scientific root. So I looked at the 10 plagues, and other people have done that too. We're like, the first plague was, you know, that was when God wanted Pharaoh to let my people go. So Moses would go say, let my people go. And Pharaoh was like, oh, hell no. And Moses is like, okay, All right, God's going to send down plagues. And, you know, Pharaoh's like, bring it. And then we had all these 10 plagues. So the first one was blood, right? Where the water, all the oceans would turn to blood. Well, they think that might have been a red tide. That when red tide happens, it's an algae bloom that turns the water into blood. And I'm looking at it right now. It looks like real blood. Then came frogs, because frogs couldn't live in the toxic algae bloom. So they all jumped up out of the waters and were running around all over the place. All right. Then with frogs and now dying fish, right, because the waters are toxic, you start to get more lice and gnats and fleas. So those would be now coming all over. And then, of course, flies. Flies was the fourth plague, so then they came out following the frogs. And then, now that you have lice and gnats and fleas and pestilence and not good water, the livestock started to die. So that was then the fifth plague. Then, with the livestock and gnats and fleas, people would get boils. They're not eating that well. They're not bathing. They're not. So then boils came, really nasty ones. And then came the locusts. And I thought the locust came, after that, before the darkness. So locust came, we don't know why, maybe again searching for food or whatever. And then there was darkness, period of darkness. I think I forgot hail. Hail came, I think, before the locust. And they think there was a volcano that might have exploded around that time. Not really Pompeii epic proportions, but a volcano. And so they think the hail might have been a lot of the ash. Then locust fled from the hail. Then the sky became dark, then you have the darkness, and then later you have the death of the firstborn. So, I don't think there's any similarity between the grasshoppers and the, the 10 plagues. But they're supposed to leave, they're not supposed to hurt us, but give them a little privacy because they're having some fun. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we are live in multiple cities, and I would love to hear from you guys as it pertains to Medicare for All. We have Bernie Sanders' plan and now Kamala Harris' plan. And Kamala Harris' plan is, from what I understand, a little less liberal than Bernie Sanders' plan. All right? For Medicare for All, Bernie Sanders wants it done like now. He says that the health U.S. spends about $3.2 trillion a year on health care. He says 65% of the funding, over $2 trillion, is spent on publicly financed health care programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and other programs. He says the United States spends far more on health care per capita, And it's about 18% of our GDP. So, he thinks that studies will support him and that federal government could save up to $500 billion per year by doing the Medicare for All single-payer health care system. Of course, I'm a little nervous about that because Medicare is not our most robust health care system out there. So Bernie Sanders wants to pay for it with a 7.5% income-based premium paid by employers. So here we are taxing the employers again. Now, we are on the verge of another recession. Economy's been doing great under Trump. But I'm going into some big electronic stores, and I'm seeing it deader than dead. And when the big stores fail and need to close up shop and not pay the air conditioning or the staff or the real estate, we're going to have a big, huge commercial real estate glut. Also, I'm seeing a lot of homes on the market, and I'm seeing a lot of older people moving out of their homes. And we don't really have a lot of younger people moving into the homes, so I am seeing in my area, right, more of a real estate opportunity for buyers. I don't want to see a real estate glut, but we may be going into that. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, right, you know, real estate has been doing very, very well. But we are having a lot of baby boomers move out and of their homes and into, you know, apartments and other sorts of living arrangements so they don't have to take care of a home. I don't blame them. And then, of course, we have automation. A lot of automation. You could order from your table. You could check out from your table. All you need now are food service. Just bring your food. There's kiosks everywhere. So this, you know, trifecta of internet shopping kind of pushing away the, you know, the average person walking into a store, real estate glut that we might be seeing, as well as automation, we're in trouble. So this is not the time to tax employers, but that's what Bernie Sanders has suggested. And again, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Then, in addition to taxing employers, it would be a 4% income-based premium paid by households. All right? And I'm not sure what the cutoff would be, but 4% income-based premium. And they also think revenue would come from saving of health tax expenditures. They think there's going to be a lot of tax breaks that will happen with that. And then progressive income tax rates. Nobody's really talking about that. So they would be changing our income tax. Now, there'd also be a wealth tax on the top 0.1%. I know for his college plan, he wants to do a Robin Hood tax, tax the rich. So anyway, tax. Now, Kamala Harris, trying to do a little bit more moderate push. She's a smart cookie. Trump may have a little issue running against her. I think Trump still would do very, very well in the next election. But, you know, Kamala's smart. And it's like, no. We're not going to do this all in one shot. We're going to do this over a 10-year rollout. Now, I had suggested that if you did want to expand Medicare, one, can you make sure that current Medicare patients are going to take care of? Last I looked, Medicare is not doing a good job for our current enrollees who have worked for decades, you know, putting money into the system and not seeming to get what they need out of it. That would be my suggestion. But if we were going to have to do a Medicare for All, why don't you go, rather than 65 on up, go down to stage 60? See how things go, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years with that. And then maybe go down to the age 55, not just all in one fell swoop. So Kamala Harris has a 10-year healthcare reformation. It's going to subsidize households making under $100,000, taxing corporations, of course, three-part plan being a reported by Fox Business, covering all medical essentials, exempting households under $100,000 a year, higher income threshold for middle-class families living in high-cost areas, and expanding high-quality coverage to rural areas. Sounds nice, but is it doable? Secretary of Health and Human Services will also negotiate for lower prescription drug prices. She wants to audit prescription drug costs and expand cost-saving treatments like telehealth. All right, so telemedicine. So your option would be to be seen over the phone or wait for a Medicare provider. We don't have a lot of Medicare providers. A lot of doctors that are leaving medicine aren't, you know, then going to be practicing and taking care of Medicare patients. So this, you'll be getting, yeah, Medicare for All over the phone. Nice. I give telemedicine. I give care over telemedicine, and I give good care, but it's not comprehensive care. I can't listen to your heart. I can't listen to your lungs. So, can't feel the rash. Can't see if it blanches. I have to ask you to do the exam. For some people, it works, and for a lot of illnesses, I could treat over the phone, but it's not the same as being right there. And so to how is she going to pay for this rollout? Well, she's going to tax Wall Street 0.2%, bond trades at 0.1%, derivative transactions at 0.002%. She sees this as a $2 fee on a $1,000 trade by investors in big banks. She also plans to end foreign tax shelters by taxing offshore corporate income at the same rate as domestic. She thinks that's going to raise $2 trillion in the 10 years. I'm not exactly sure what other taxes are going to be with this and what other, how if employers are going to be involved or not. But the issue we have right now is many people who were against Obamacare, against, you know, what Obama did and Sebelius did and Pelosi did, they're getting kind of desperate. And the Democrats are picking up on this very easily. I mean, you know, having a high deductible plan and having high insurance premiums and being scared to death that you're going to lose your job and lose your insurance makes people desperate. And even people on the right are going, look, I've worked too hard for this. I need health insurance. You know, Democrat, Republican, who cares? I need health insurance. Fine, I'll vote for it. The problem is are the Democrats or liberals giving a true depiction of what this would look like? So, you know, Bernie Sanders, his plan made it look like it doesn't matter if private insurance, you know, goes bankrupt. Kamala Harris is trying to say we're going to allow private insurers to offer Medicare plans, like Medicare Advantage programs. Is that going to be enough? Are these Medicare Advantage programs or employer-sponsored health plans going to be enough to give private insurance the money they need to stay afloat? Not that I'm playing any violin, right, or, you know, hoping for, you know, private insurance company success first above our own, but we kind of don't have a infrastructure that could be completely taken care of by the Medicare government system. I don't think the government can handle it. I don't think the government can handle socialized medicine. I don't think the government knows what they're doing. And hospitals rely on insurance dollars. You know how many hospitals and doctors do not get paid by Medicare? Medicare decides to bundle, or they say, nah, nah, patient owes, or whatever. And so if you're not having steady flow money that you could trust coming in, and then you don't have Blue Cross Blue Shield or Aetna or United putting money, or Cigna putting money in, I bet we're going to see hospitals go under, more doctors go under, doctors leave, and we're going to have a huge access issue. So you might have, again, the Medicare for All card. That doesn't mean you're going to see a doctor anytime soon. So the Democrats need votes, and they need to promise things. And saying we're going to make the rich pay for it, or we're going to do this or that, and, you know, we're going to make sure the poor doesn't have to pay for this, and we're going to make sure middle class has it, and we're going to tax stocks. It'll all be about stocks. I would not put the healthcare system and its funding dependent on stocks and stock purchases. Because if we do hit another recession, there's not going to be as much trading. And you don't really have a lot of average middle-class people loving the stock market. Maybe they'll do index mutual funds or things like that. So I see a very precarious situation when it comes to what they're planning to do with our health care. And I just hope people don't believe the rhetoric. The 1-877-DOCTELLY, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expressing his sympathy for the victims of a deadly mass shooting in Gilroy, California.
We thank the brave members of law enforcement. They never let us down. Who swiftly killed the shooter. We reaffirm our national will to answer violence with the courage, determination, and resolve of one American family. We will continue to work together as communities and as citizens to stop evil, prevent violence, and protect the safety of all Americans.
The president speaking outside the White House on Monday before signing a bill to permanently extend a 9/11 victims compensation fund. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. maximum pressure campaign on Iran is having an impact. The Secretary of State says the sanctions are seriously hurting Iran's ability to ship oil around the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Welcome me for the next couple weeks, KDWN listeners, in the mornings as well as my late night show. Love you guys so much. So what's the Nile virus? I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, as many of you guys know. Southern Nevada has reported 6 cases of West Nile. West Nile has been actually occurring in multiple states throughout the country. We've talked about this. Arizona getting hit with it more. So I thought we need to kind of talk about this a little bit because I know it's freaking people out, right? It has nothing to do with Ebola, okay? West Nile does not mean we have Ebola here, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean Zika, But West Nile is a part of the virus family, the flaviviruses. And so, or Flaviviridae. And so that does kind of freak people out because they think now we're going to get malaria and Zika and all sorts of stuff. So I live in Clark County, Nevada, and the Southern Nevada Health District over here has confirmed 6 cases. Why? Well, you know, West Nile is a vector-borne sort of virus, and mosquito is the main vector. And mosquito loves wet. And so, you know, here I am in the Southwest United States, and every time I fly over the Grand Canyon, you know, coming back from the East Coast to get back to Vegas, all you see is desert and canyons, which is gorgeous. I mean, some of the most gorgeous landscaping surrounds Las Vegas. But you see Lake Mead, and you see the water level drop, and you're like, okay, this place needs water. The Southwest needs water. And then we get a pretty wet winter. We even had snow. Remember I told you guys that Vegas got snow? Oh, my God, we lost our minds. It was, like, all over the Internet. You know, and you guys in Michigan are like, what's... You guys, it's snow. You're gonna be sick of it in 3 days. So like, no, this is snow. We were doing the dance, we were building snowmen, but we had a wet winter. It was wet. The only problem is okay, it comes wet, you got humidity. You got more vegetation, so we got more allergies, we got more bugs, we got swarmed with a whole bunch of grasshoppers. We're all kinda happy and, you know, having fun. And unfortunately mosquitoes too. So we're getting more mosquito when you really shouldn't in a drier environment. So states throughout the country have been reporting, most of them, I think 42 states right now. Arizona has had about 42 cases. Even the serious cases, there's like the earlier case and the serious ones. Seen cases in Arkansas, California, Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Missouri, Nebraska, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Virginia, Wyoming, and there could be others. You know, you could find out from the CDC website. And so what is it? So, okay, West Nile virus was a virus that was discovered in, I believe, 1939? In the 30s. I have to double check which year, but in the 30s. And it was found in the West Nile district of Uganda. Hence, they called it West Nile virus. Just like Zika was, I guess, I believe there was a city named that. So a lot of times they'll name the virus where they find it. And it didn't, though, make it to the United States till the 1990s. The late 1990s. And it's in the family of the Flaviviridae, vector transmitted. So vector transmitted illnesses need ticks or mosquitoes. And it shares the family with Zika, yellow fever, dengue fever, and Japanese encephalitis. And they believe that the mosquito, that is the usual culprit, as opposed to Zika, that is the Aedes aegypti, the Culex species of mosquitoes, they think are the ones carrying the West Nile. So if Nevada doesn't really have a lot of Aedes aegypti mosquito, that might protect us from Zika, but it may not protect us against West Nile. Now, they like to feed from evening to morning. From dusk till dawn. That's also when they like to mate, and they're more amorous. So mosquitoes are more active from dusk to dawn. So how's it getting transmitted? So what ends up happening is a mosquito gets the disease by feeding on a bird. If it's an infected bird, now the mosquito carries it. And remember, mosquitoes have a suck-blow mechanism when they feed. They need to inject an anesthetic so you don't feel it on you. You know, we don't usually feel mosquitoes and can smack them, but we see the bite minutes to hours later. Well, it's because it was an anesthetic, and you're like, I don't understand this. I got 7 bites. I don't remember 7 mosquitoes being on me. Well, because the critters are smart, and they injected an anesthetic. Then they suck in your blood, and they leave. They feed on you. If, however, they were on an infected host prior to you, when they do this blow mechanism, blowing out the anesthetic, that's how they can infect you. So they usually, the mosquitoes will get it from an infected bird first and then bring it to a human. So what are symptoms? Well, the majority of us that have gotten bit by mosquitoes don't really get any symptoms. We may not even feel it. Nothing may happen. But 20% may get some symptoms. So they may get a fever, they may get body aches, they may be fatigued, get some nausea, may get some vomiting, have some joint pains, they may feel weak, and even a rash. Now, what I did is I wrote an article on my website at drdahlia.com, and you will see a, it looks kind of, it looks like measles. It looks like a viral rash that could be all over the body. So I have a picture of that from ResearchGate, all right? And so when you do have this rash, you need them to test you for measles, even if you were vaccinated, and test you for West Nile. And even Zika. Zika has a rash, too. Okay? Some people don't care because they get better on their own, and they don't care about it, but I'd like to know. I think it's important to know. So when we hear that there was only 6 cases in my neck of the woods, or, you know, 1 or 2 cases in your neck of the woods, imagine that being underreported. Because when I've been doing telemedicine, people have been calling in, saying they feel like they have the flu, and like, you need to go get checked. And we've been still diagnosing flu, and it's the end of July. What's going on with that? Well, what's going on with that is people are feeling symptoms of flu. And I'm like, were you bit by anything? And they're like, no, well, you know, maybe you were. I don't know. So remember, they're flu-like symptoms. Now, what about the serious West Nile virus? Okay, why are people dying of West Nile virus? And I don't think anybody's died in my neck of the woods, but people do die of West Nile. Well, 1 in 150 people will get neuroinvasive symptoms, where what ends up happening is the infection starts to spread to the brain. You could get a headache. You could get a stiff neck, severe neck pain. You could get a high fever. You could have sensitivity to the light, photophobia, just like a meningitis case would be. You could have tremors, weakness, paralysis. You could be confused. You could be disoriented, seizures. You could go into a coma, and you could die. So the neuroinvasive West Nile means the infection spread to your spinal cord and brain. We don't really have a lot of treatment for this. It's a virus. So what we have to do is avoid getting it. So you can't attract mosquitoes. They're the primary vector. So if you have little kiddie pools, or you have buckets of water or puddles, you got to clean them up. If you're going to have a rain, another rain, right after the rain, you want to, you know, be prepared and, you know, keep the kids away, you know, from being outdoors. And, you know, hopefully dry up any puddles you can and get rid of any areas of standing water. Plus, it's the summer, so you don't want to wear a long sleeve, if you have light long sleeve clothing, you know, those can protect you. You also want to tuck your pants into your socks because a lot of mosquitoes are getting you at the ankles. They're smart. You could use DEET or insect repellent. Not only can you spray your bug repellent on you, but you can also put the DEET and spray on the clothes. That's if you're going to be outdoors. You want to be prepared that outdoors, which is kind of, you know, dusk, that's a great time to go outside, you know, because the sun kills you. And so, you know, in my neck of the woods, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night is some of the best time to go outside. Unfortunately, that's when the mosquitoes could be there. And then if you are bit, just contact your local medical provider, okay? They should have most of the data on what is kind of endemic in the area. And so most medical providers will be like, all right, well, we're on the lookout for West Nile, we're on the lookout for stuff, you know? And because if, God forbid, you do start to have any neuroinvasive symptoms, they could right away start giving you fluids, watch, they'll try to do measures that help decrease inflammation in the brain. So there are things we could still do. All right, man, I know I'm teaching you guys something. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this scared a lot of people when they heard this, and just All right, let me kind of calm some fears down. But there's a 49-year-old man who is, I guess, lucky to be alive because he had a violent cough attack. And this cough attack caused a tear in an artery, triggering a very severe stroke. Now, this happened in England. Paul Park has had to leave his job with the UK Ministry of Defense. And it all started with a cold. He said, I had a nasty cold and a violent cough in the week leading up to my stroke, which may have caused the damage to the artery in my neck. He's only 49. He said, I remember my eyes just feeling like tiny little things that kept going and coming back. Now, what they think happened was he had a cerebral aneurysm, where a ballooning of a blood vessel burst because he coughed or sneezed or blew his nose or whatever. In this case, he had forceful coughing. The forceful coughing caused an increase of pressure inside the brain, and he unfortunately had a hemorrhagic stroke. Now, UCI Health says they see more of these strokes in flu and allergy season. Now, Mr. Park told the news source that he did not have any underlying conditions coming down with this, but now he's paralyzed partially from the stroke. He's been in rehab, at first could only say a few words. Now, with rehab, he's been able to get his regular speech, and he's even been able to take up painting. It's amazing. Guys, do not underestimate rehab and therapy. Bless these guys. They are the ones that turn people around when it comes to, you know, you being debilitated. It's phenomenal. So the question everybody has is, oh, my gosh, okay, we're going to be coming in cough and cold season. I'll tell you what I think about the next flu season in a second, because I'm kind of watching what's going on in Australia, which is kind of what gives us a little clue of what's going on. But a lot of you are like, wait a second. Okay, I cough. I sneeze. I push when I poop. Right? A lot of you guys are on the potty, and everybody is scared to death that they're going to die on the toilet. You hear of a lot of stars that have died on the toilet, and you're like, well, how did that happen? Well, if they're pushing and bearing down, you're increasing pressure. And when you increase pressure, if you have a blood vessel that's a little weak, it could blow. Now, if we didn't have Obamacare and a lot of the new health insurance programs that really won't pay for ejectedly squat if you're worried about something, what we could have done maybe years ago, and it was costly, is if there is stroke in the family or you have high blood pressure, to get a scan of the brain and see if you have any of these little aneurysms. If you have headaches, and these headaches don't go away, get an MRI with an MRA, see if there's any abnormal vessels in the brain. Now, we can't do that now because there's technically no reason to screen everybody. All right? I mean, on one of my MRIs, they found a little vessel in the brain. It's a venous angioma, so not an aneurysm. And it could do some harm if it bleeds, but not as dangerous as an aneurysm, thank God. But it's like, okay, well, now that I know, what do I do? I can't really do anything different. And so we don't recommend brain scans for everybody. But if you have some risk factors, I would, you know, recommend if you're having, you know, headaches or, you know, feeling dizzy or, you know, are at risk for stroke, super high blood pressure, I don't think it's a bad idea to have somebody, you know, just check and see how the vessels look in the brain. I just wish the test wasn't so gosh darn expensive. If you are found to have a little bitty aneurysm or whatever, what would we do differently? Well, honestly, we really wouldn't do much differently than we would do now. If you have high blood pressure, we would control your blood pressure. If you, you know, have a bad, bad cough, we would treat your cough. So the reason why we aren't recommending scans for everybody is because we really wouldn't do much different unless you have a big aneurysm that we could surgically treat. So your job before cough and cold season is to make sure you have normal blood pressure. And not, you know, to be, oh, you know what, I got down to the 150s, I'm good. I mean, make sure it's solid good, under 130, as long as you're not getting dizzy. Make sure you do have some cough suppressants in the house, like some Robitussin and things like that. Make sure you don't cough or smoke or vape. That seems to give you worse coughing. And, I mean, these things are rare, nothing that you need to freak out about, but it just kind of reminds you that our bodies are delicate, and so we can't take things for granted. And it also reminds you that if at all you feel sharp head pain, dizzy, garbled speech, weakness, you could be having a stroke, and you need to call 911. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There was a mom who was told that she had a blocked milk duct. I hear this a lot. A lot of women get diagnosed with mastitis, where their breast gets inflamed, it starts to swell, has pain, and always in the back of my head, I'm like, I've got to make sure this isn't breast cancer. Well, apparently, Gemma Corby noticed a little lump in her breast. While she was, I guess, watching her daughter was in the NICU, she told staff, and staff said, don't worry about it, it's a blocked milk duct. Normal for a mom who's breastfeeding. So she didn't do anything about it. But then the lump grew. So she went to her gynecologist did an ultrasound. Later she was sent for a mammogram. She ended up having triple negative breast cancer. Now, she's young, I don't exactly know her age, 35. So not a lot of people were expecting breast cancer with her. But she had a lump that didn't go away, and the triple negative breast cancer, those are the bad ones. They can be more aggressive and difficult to treat. Now, she lives in France, you know. In America, we might have done the ultrasound a little quicker. I don't know. That's why you got to be really, really careful getting advice from people who aren't examining you. But I could see why the nurses said, oh, yeah, it's probably a milk duct. You know, don't worry about it. Any breast lump, make sure you get it evaluated. All right? Now, some people get mastitis or inflammation when breastfeeding. As long as it goes away and you go back to normal, that's a good sign. But if it continues to happen, I would get a scan. That's just me. So sometimes, you know, remember, our bodies are like plumbing, you know, so you could have some clogged ducts and, you know, build up and back up and things like that. But sometimes you could have two things going on at the same time, and it can mask something more worrisome. You know, like there was a case of a woman who kept kind of having some burning when she pees and this feeling of urgency to pee. So they kept saying, oh, it's a bladder infection. Here, just take antibiotics. Well, it ended up being cervical cancer. Maybe she had a UTI or a bladder infection on one of the urine tests, incidentally or coincidentally. But you as a patient are going to be the one to get most of the credit when it comes to finding your cancer or finding something wrong. Because you are, it's going to be the way you describe what's wrong with you. It's going to be your persistence. And so, you know, if you think you're not being listened to, I've talked about this on my show many times. You know, what do you do if your doctor or medical provider won't listen to you? Well, one is you need to be kind of, you know, a straight shooter with them and say, look, I've had this issue for a while and it's getting worse. How do I know this isn't some sort of cancer? And if they blow you off, you get a second opinion. But many of the time, someone's like, well, if you're worried that you have a mass or something, we could order a scan or we could, you know. So sometimes you just kind of have to just put it out there. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Notre Dame fire was devastating. And now there's a French group who is filing a lawsuit over potential public health threats from lead that was released into the environment. They say hundreds of tons of toxic lead in Notre Dame's spire and roof melted during the April fire. So high levels of lead were later detected in the surrounding air. Well, duh, I mean, it's a church that's, what, 9 centuries old? You know, what do you expect, people? Come on. So French Environmental Protection Group, Robin Dubois, said it brought the lawsuit on grounds of deliberately endangering human life. Deliberately? The group alleged Paris officials should have immediately taken measures to protect the public. Now, as we know, yeah, children are susceptible. A lot of people could be susceptible to lead poisoning. And Paris officials did order a deep clean of neighborhood schools. But I guess they think that it should have happened earlier. We'll keep you guys posted on that story. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.